Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hey, catch-uppers, welcome to the Wednesday catch-up. Are you going to say anything or no? What's wrong?
You just took such a deep sigh. I was just marinating in your sigh.
Ugh. Marinating sounds like you're like I'm exhaling and you're like sitting while the CO2 washes over you.
It's pretty well what I was waiting for. That's why I didn't say anything. I was just waiting for that moment to see. Tinge of garlic from last night's dinner.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have the best breath right now.
Mixed with some mints from this morning.
No, I haven't had any mints this morning.
You've had some Coke Zero. That's definitely an accidental burp along with that sigh.
I wish. I'm about to go get a Coke Zero. I'm so excited for it.
Are you?
Yeah.
We did have a meeting with Boss Benny yesterday. And you were saying in that meeting, behind closed doors, of course, that you never fart, which we've also talked about on this show before.
Yeah, it's a well-known fact.
I then said to you and Benny that whenever I drink Coke, which is very rare, it makes me more than ever. And so my concern is that for somebody that drinks a lot of Coke Zero, I reckon your gas outtakes are a lot more than the average person.
No, don't know what you're talking about. It goes in, it just doesn't come out. That's why one day I'm just going to float away.
Where's Ellie? Mary Poppins.
She had one too many Coke Zeros and off she goes.
It's a good visualization. Yeah. You're floating off into the sky.
Yeah.
Too many Coke Zeros, fart, off she goes.
Oh, God. What? Honestly, the lowest of the low comes out in our podcast intro, doesn't
awesome.
It? Aren't
does.
You lucky? It's exclusive content just for you who click download.
You're in for a real treat on today's show, though.
Just for something different. Let me guess, we have a lot of fun.
We do.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We talk about airdropping rude things. We talk about platypus. We get a platypus expert on.
Don't say platypus.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't like it when you say it.
Why not?
God, just it makes me feel weird.
It's an animal.
I know.
What's wrong with a platypus?
Nothing. Stop. We also talk about kookaburras.
You're so immature. We do. And you have a go at one and nearly get us sued.
Yeah, by a kookaburra. So sorry. This is my formal apology to the kookaburra community. Sorry, guys.
Oh, and I admitted to something disgusting. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And you thought that by you admitting to it, people would call up and back you. No one did.
No one called.
So good. All right, enjoy the catch up. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
This is.
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, I've got an idea for you. We've got to go out and do what I did on the weekend. This is one of the best and most fun things I've ever done. Right? Airdrop on your iPhone. So basically, if you don't know, you get a picture, right? Any photo you want, many of them, and you can send it to someone, not just someone, anyone for free if they're within range. So right now, here we go.
No, I don't want your photos.
No, I'll just send you a normal one. Here we go. Me at the dentist the other day. Press that button. There you go. Ellie's iPhone pops up. Click. You receive it. Free of charge, no texting, nothing. I told a story actually yesterday on the show. My best mate Chad, on the weekend, he asked me to become his groomsman via AirDrop. I got a notification on my phone and it said, "Will you be my groomsman?" I was like, huh?
Very, very 21st century of him.
Imagine
like a decade ago even telling, you know, your parents, oh, I'm going to ask my friend to be a groomsman via AirDrop. You'd be like, what?
It's an invisible thing. And the best thing about AirDrop is you can send it to anyone, even if you don't have their number, as long as they're within range.
Mm.
So after Chad asked me to be his groomsman, we were at a busy bar and we had the brilliant idea that two young guys do to start sending photos to people.
No.
Because we've done this before, right? So Chad was getting pictures of, I can't really say the word.
Do you want me to play this instead?
Those.
Okay. Yep.
And there was lots of people and he was just sending it to random people's phones.
Oh.
So they don't have to accept it. But whether they accept or deny it, the photo still pops up on their phone. So it was a fun game to play.
It's a good way to send unsolicited pictures to people.
Here's a story for you. About a year and a half ago, we were at a table at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Kerri-Ann Kennelly herself happened to be on a table nearby. That photo that I'm describing of one of those, Chad, the same friend, there's a running theme with Chad, isn't there, decides to send it. Kerri-Ann Kennelly's phone pops up on AirDrop.
Stop it.
She accepted the photo and we watched them laugh their heads off.
She liked it.
She was laughing. It could have gone either way.
It could have gone either way. She could have got you kicked out.
Yeah, and she pulled the waiter over. He came over to us. He's like, hey guys, which of you sent a photo to Kerri-Ann? None of us said it was us.
Yeah.
He goes, well, if it was from this table, Kerri-Ann said to say she loves it.
God, Kerri-Ann's sense of humour is better than mine would have been.
Chad, on the plane on the way home from Melbourne back to Sydney on Sunday night, he told me a plane was a great place to do it. He did it then.
Chad should not be allowed a phone. This kid, honestly.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the deck Saturday night, right, when it's packed late at night. I'm going to change my iPhone name to Ellie.
No.
I'm going to start airdropping the worst photos to people.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Let's talk about it this morning, though. 13, 12, 16. Surely I'm not the only one who's thought of this brilliant idea.
Oh, yeah, have you used airdrop in this kind of way?
Well, it doesn't have to be different. Yeah, it doesn't have to be for rude purposes. Maybe it was. Have you received something off a random? Were you on public transport, the train down to Melbourne, maybe the bus, whatever it was, or have you received or sent something?
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, give us a call.
Accidental airdrops even. We'll take your calls next.
Get up with
Desire and Ellie.
We've got some amazing calls coming through on 13, 12, 16, including Mel from Kiala. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, tell us what happened to you, because your story, I'm going to say, is one of the best stories I've ever heard.
Righto. So, of course, mine, when we do airdrop, comes up as Mel's iPhone. So we're waiting at the airport in Melbourne to go to Bali, and my girlfriend and I, we're taking selfies of the whole group of us. We had our kids with us.
Yeah.
And we sent it to, Nicole sent it to myself, Mel's iPhone, so I didn't get it. And I'm like, oh, I wonder where it's gone. The next minute this lady's popped up like a meerkat. She's looking around everywhere. She spots us, goes, I've just received your airdrop and I've accepted it. Where are you off to? We said Bali, hung out a bit, and we've been friends on Facebook ever since.
Stop it!
So you made friends over airdrop.
Yeah, we made friends. They were so cool. They were just a bunch of mums like us wanting to have a good time, and yeah, so we hung out having a few cheeky shardies, and away we went.
Oh my goodness.
So this is when airdrop's being used for the right reasons.
Yes.
You're making friends, not for what myself and Chad do. Isn't that right, Mel?
No. That's right.
So, this could be the plot of a romantic comedy or something, you know, for a Cinderella good, yeah, story for the digital age.
Yeah, really good.
Wow.
Okay. So maybe all the single people need to airdrop a bit more often and they might hook up.
That's get your phone
point.
Number out there.
Put
exactly.
a shirtless selfie of yourself, airdrop it to random girls, and who knows what could happen, Mel.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'll send it to girls. I might send it to boys.
Yeah. No, fair enough, Mel.
I meant for myself, but it's okay.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'm talking about myself, so there we go.
Good on you, Mel. Have a great morning.
No worries, have a good day. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bye. Mel. That is awesome. Let's move on to Jack from Kyabram. Jack, have you had an airdrop surprise?
Yes, I have. I was on a train with my mate, Josh.
Yeah?
And Melbourne, and we just ended up getting this video, and that was not a very nice one.
Yeah, sounds
good. And of course, I wanted to find out more about it, and I accepted.
Wait, so someone sent it to you?
Yeah.
And what was in the video? Can you describe it or not really?
Keep it clean, Jack.
No, not really.
So someone on that train was doing what my best mate Chad and I do, did it to you.
Yeah, awesome. Sure, mate.
Did you find out who it was?
Nah, well, we had a few people like in mind, but we just couldn't point it down to one.
Be honest, did you find it funny?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
See, it's good gear, Ellie.
It's not good gear.
I encourage people to get behind this new trend today.
What if you get like a 10-year-old's phone?
Well, I ideally don't.
And just maybe keep it clean. Maybe just do a gag. Do a fun pun or something.
Jack, that is an amazing story. Have you tried doing it back to anyone since?
Yep. The same time, I just started sending videos of me, mate.
What do you think of my idea of doing it at the deck on a Saturday night?
Yeah, that's what I did. I changed my name.
Yeah, that's what I do as well, Jack.
Jack, I'm concerned about you. You're a danger to society, my friend. Thanks for your call.
No worries. Thank you.
That's given me an idea, though, Jay. What if we do like advertising for our show via airdrop?
Just so and Ellie get our advertising photos, whatever they're called, promo photos, and send them out.
Yeah, we've been trying to get billboards around town forever and they won't give us those. So why don't we just walk down Wyndham Street and just airdrop people our promo photo?
Great idea. Or if you're at the in your car at the traffic lights or something.
Yes.
Airdrop people. Well, you're not allowed on your phone.
Yeah, no, obviously. I mean, if you're in your car but it's parked and the key's off out of the ignition.
Then airdrop the people.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what I meant.
Yes, of course. All right, I think we've stumbled onto something. I feel like all businesses in the Golden Valley should get around this idea.
See, and you say, Chad and I, when we get together, trouble happens. No, it doesn't. Brilliant ideas are started. Chad, we're onto something. I'm going to trademark it, my idea later today.
Okay, all right, you do that.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Rap breakdown.
It's Ellie's Country Rap Remix.
A bit nervous about today's country rap remake.
So you should be, because it is a dirty, dirty song.
So yesterday on the show, I was like, we haven't had many suggestions recently of songs that I should remake in a country style, because as I've said many times on this show, this year's rap seems to be all about the country songs, like The Get Up and Old Town Road and One Thing Right. Everything that's going nuts is a country song. So I thought, let's remake the OG country songs into new school country
rap songs. So last week you performed Macklemore.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fast song, tough one as well.
Yeah, I've done a lot now. I've done Eminem. I've done Baby Got Back.
Don't worry about those, because today's the big one. Oh, I threw out a suggestion yesterday on the show that you should do Candy Shop by 50 Cent.
And I didn't want to do it.
Take you to the candy shop.
Yes, because it's a naughty song.
And then you put it out on HitGV Instagram this morning to see if people had other suggestions. They did come through with a couple.
Yes, but the overwhelming majority said, no, Ellie, you have to do Candy Shop.
Thank you, Goulburn Valley, for your support this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So here we go in country style, like 2019.
Oh, yes.
I guess we're doing it. Yeehaw!
You're wearing too many clothes for
so
this
song. So seductive.
Take it off.
I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the lollipop. Huh? Go ahead, girl. Don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Woo! I'll take you to the candy shop. Boy, you want to taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. You can have it your way, girl. How do you want it? You gonna pick that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising. Let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed. Hot as a tea kettle. Break it down for you, baby. You're simple. You be a nympho. I'll be a nympho. In the hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park. It's whatever you into. I'm so sorry.
Oh, well done, Eleanor.
Thank you, thank you. If you've got any more country rap remake suggestions for me, please make them cleaner next time.
Nah, this segment needs to be dirty songs only. That was by far your best. Well done.
Oh, hit us up on the socials. Hit Jimmy on Insta. Hit Calvin Shelley on Facebook.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Talking about platypuses.
Platypi.
It's really difficult because lately experts from the Australian Platypus Conservancy are going to be presenting free talks around the Goulburn Valley tonight in Nagambie, tomorrow in Murch, Shep on Friday about how we can monitor our local platypus population. So we put the call out because we don't know much about platypi ourselves on 13, 12, 16 for someone who does know.
And we did get one call. Now, Ellie, this guy, we know he loves the gym. He's an expert in the gym. He's an expert in politics. Who would have thought that this guy was an expert in platypi as well?
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Amore, it is your pleasure, okay?
Straight out of the gym and onto the airwaves.
You made it, Mario.
Mario from Shep. I didn't think when we put the call out for a platypus expert we'd get you, but hey, the world works in weird and wonderful ways. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Good morning and thank you very much. It does work in very weird and wonderful ways, like the platypus, you know.
Have you got any fun facts about the platypi, I should say, for us?
Yeah, is it platypi?
It is.
That's my first question.
I should ask Mario.
If you have more than one platypus, does it become a platypi?
Mate, I like to call them platypussies. But I know that's not a correct term, but it's still fun to say, you know.
Of course. Yeah. Well, got any fun facts moving right along, Mario?
Yeah, mate, I've got lots of fun facts. Did you know this, Josiah? You probably didn't because you don't know much about platypuses. They are only one of only two mammals in the world to lay eggs, my friend.
Wow.
Stop it. Mario, is that a real fact?
That is 100% verifiable fact. And, Mario, this is just one reason why puss is so important. Australia and the Goulburn Valley, because you've got to protect it, you know.
That is fascinating, Mario. Have you got anything else for us?
Yes. Did you know that when the botanists from England first discovered the platypus, they took a sample back to England and everybody in the Zoological Society thought they was playing a trick on them? They thought that they sewed together a duck and a beaver.
Stop it. This is...
You know what, I don't know if you're having us on, Mario, but that makes sense. They would think that those English, wouldn't they?
Duck and a
beaver. Yeah, mate, it's true. It's 100% true, mate. I would not lie to you.
You wouldn't lie to us. That's a good point.
A beaver and a duck, and they merged the two together. I guess that's exactly what a platypus Looks like, doesn't it?
Pretty much, mate.
Wow. Mario, how do you know so much about platter pie? Yeah.
Where did your fascination with platter pie come from?
Well, mate, I learned about platypus when I was a little boy come to Australia, and I realised they're very much like a Mario. They like to sleep 14 hours a day and come out at night time, you know?
What are platypus like in the gym, Mario?
Yeah, mate, the web feed is not too good for lifting.
Yeah, they wouldn't be shredders.
No, mate, but one thing I do like about them is they have little pockets in their cheeks to hold all their food, just like a Mario.
Oh, the protein shakes. You can fill it with the...
See, more fun facts from you, Mario. Hey, just quickly, if we want to go and find one, if we spoke to you off air, Mario, any chance you'd be free later today or on the weekend to go and show us where we can find some platter pie?
Well, mate, you know me, I like to keep a low profile, just like the platypus.
Of course.
We are both equally as hard to see in the wild, but I can give you a hint. The last time I saw platypus was in the Broken River near Benalla.
Oh, you've left Shepparton.
You drove all the way to Benalla. I thought you didn't leave Shepparton.
Yeah.
Mario.
Wow.
Yeah, mate, actually, I was doing a long run that day, you know, just to trim down.
Of course.
And it went into the night. It went into the night because it was a long way.
Yeah, well, that's a good 45, 50 Ks from Shep to Benalla, so good effort. Right, so we're going to see you at the Talk at Nagambi tonight, 6 p.m. on How to Spot a Platypus.
You might see me there, you might not. What can I say?
I feel like you don't even need to go. You're a platypus expert as is. Well, Mario, this has been the most enlightening chat we've ever had with you, and I'm loving it. Political expert, platypus expert, what can't he do, Jay?
Platypus, that's me.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Do yourself a favour, Goulburn Valley, pick up your phones right now, go to Instagram and type in HitGV on Instagram. You need to see this video.
You really don't, though, because I've just had to be the one to post it and I feel actually physically ill.
So if you can't get to a phone, basically Kanye West is filmed and it's gone viral, obviously, overnight, picking his ear, right? This allegedly looks like he's picking his ear. I'm going to stick up for him in a second. But what people are saying, he picks his ear, goes to his mouth, licks the finger that picked his ear, and then Kim Kardashian, his wife, comes around and kisses him in that exact spot.
I've got a strong stomach, Josiah, on the whole. You know, I can deal with a lot of stuff. This is something that is too much for me at 6:42 on a Wednesday morning.
Well, Rolling Stone, the website, have done an investigation into it, and I've read through the investigation. It's alleged he doesn't actually do it. He doesn't actually pick his nose, if you look carefully, Ellie. He actually scratches it, and then before he just kind of touches his mouth. He doesn't actually put it in his mouth, and then Kim kisses a different part. So if you break it down frame by frame, he isn't actually in the wrong that bad or doing anything wrong. However, when you watch it in normal motion like I'm watching right now, go to HitGV, Goulburn Valley, do yourself a favour. It doesn't look good for Kanye. It's had over 3.5 million views already.
Stuff that comes out, is produced by your body, should never be eaten.
Yeah, but that's for you to say because that's easy because you're not like that. You don't fart, you don't do this. I have no issue in the world picking
it.
My nose.
Don't say it, Josiah.
And if there's nowhere to flick it, you put it in your mouth and you swallow it. I have no shame saying that at all. In fact, last night after dinner, I was sitting on the couch watching The Project.
No.
I didn't want to flick it because Paul Morgan, my roommate, cleans up the house, right? Didn't want her to have to vomit it. So instead, I had an absolute beauty.
Stop!
It's in my stomach right now as we speak.
I can't!
You know why I'm a fan of Kanye now. It all makes sense.
Josiah, you're a 29-year-old. You're about to be 30, man.
I'm not saying I do it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes, well, it's what it sounds like.
Every now and then.
Bloody love it.
No, I don't do it every single day. Just every now and then, if you've got nowhere to put your booger, chuck it in your mouth. Who cares?
Stop saying it, because I genuinely...
What's wrong with it? Have you tasted your own booger before?
Not since I was about 5 years old. Okay, I'll admit, maybe I did it when I was a kid, just because I was inquisitive.
I was one of those kids that if you have the nose runs and it comes down to your lip and you couldn't access tissues, you just look your...
Can we
don't mind the
go
taste.
To an ad break, or I just need to quickly run to the toilet.
13, 12, no, 16.
Don't ask for people.
Do you eat something from your body?
No.
Are you like Kanye? Would you taste a bit of earwax? Maybe it's not like me. Maybe you're not ashamed to admit it. What other body parts are there that we can say?
There's people out there who eat placenta.
Yeah, I would definitely. So after you can turn, once you've had a kid, you can eat your placenta turned into pills. A lot of women do it. I have no proof is going to bring some in for us to try on the show.
Yeah, I'm really glad she didn't.
That was a segment that got shut down pretty quickly. But I'm happy to do it. I have no issues with it whatsoever. The body's a natural thing. Who cares?
13, 12, 16. I can't believe we're putting this out there. Do you eat something from your own body?
Back me up, guys. Oh, come on.
I want to vomit.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
We were talking a little bit about eating placenta just before, because that's a real fad these days. I was at Chemist Warehouse the other day. They've got placenta tablets.
I thought that you could only get them if you had your partner get them turned into.
It's sheep placenta, I think. I don't think it's human placenta. But you said you wanted to eat some placenta, so off you go. Chemist Warehouse, get yourself a bargain.
You bring some in tomorrow on the show, I'll eat them. I'm serious. I'll do it on the show tomorrow.
We've had a message from Annabelle saying that they make necklaces out of placenta.
Yeah, they do. Kesha did that. The singer. Kesha was wearing.
So she kept
her own placenta around her neck. Her mum kept it from when she was a kid. Kesha got it turned into a necklace and would wear it.
You know, all of this stuff that your body produces, it gets rid of for a reason. You know, like your body doesn't need it, so it's expelling it. So why would you then put it back in your body?
Because sometimes it's good for you, Ellie. Some parts of your body are great. The nutrients and vitamins that come with placenta are fantastic for you.
Well, I'm really glad. I'm really proud of you, Golden Valley, that no one called because that's made me restore faith in people.
You know
apart
what?
From yourself, Josiah.
Many people wanted to call. They're just shy this morning.
Okay.
Very shy. Oh,
the phone. Josiah even tried to call our phones to see if they're working. It's like, dude, we did guess the sequence like 20 minutes ago and the phones went off. So,
yeah.
But before we go to the ads, you divulged something about yourself that was gross. I need your opinion on something.
You pick your bum?
No. You know how on Friday we had our boss in town and she bought us these massive coffees?
Yeah.
I couldn't finish mine and I put it in the fridge. Can I drink it now?
No. Are you crazy?
Well, it's just milk.
You have a go at me for eating my own snot, which is fresh. It's today's special, right? Whereas you're going to eat a week-old coffee that's been sitting in the fridge.
It's not a week old. It's only like 5 days old.
Eleanor Rose, Chaney, you cannot have a go
at me. If I put it in the fridge and then heat it up, that's fine.
Snot is fresh out the oven, right? Your milk will make you sick. My snot's going to make me sick. It's not going to make me sick.
It's not going to make you sick?
It's not going to make me sick.
We have lost so many listeners this morning. Wow. I apologize.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
You know how the weather was amazing yesterday?
Stunning day. Stunning.
I got a bit carried away. You know how like the first glimpse of summer that you get? In the, you know, after winter, you just get a bit overexcited.
You can almost smell the barbecues of summer, can't you? It's just got that feel in the air.
Yes.
Everyone's happier. Everyone's smiling for once.
Yes, exactly. And so I thought yesterday after my daytime nap, I decided to go for a little walk around Vic Park Lake. So I headed down there around 5 p.m. and it was bustling. There was people everywhere because why wouldn't you? 21
degree day.
How many
people stopped you and said, love the show?
No one.
Yeah, cool. Good
cut. Had my headphones in though, so maybe they didn't want to approach me.
Maybe they were yelling it out and you couldn't hear them.
Yeah, it's so true. So true. That was definitely the case. Anyway, I was down at the lake and I noticed there's a whole bunch of people out on the water. There was rowboats out and there was canoe boats out. And I thought, Ellie, coming into summer, I need a new hobby.
Oh, no.
And it's something I've been thinking about for a while. But I thought before I go through with it, I need to get your opinion on it because, you know, you're the one who's going to have to hear a lot about it. Every Monday I'm going to come in, you're going to say, what were you up to on the weekend? I'm going to say I was doing my new hobby. I want to buy a canoe.
Okay, a couple of quick questions straight off the bat.
What?
First of all, is it a one-person canoe, two people? What are you thinking?
Just a one person.
Yeah, you're a loner.
No. There was people canoeing on the lake yesterday. I walked past Shepherd and Canoe Club.
Yeah, different. They do it for a sport, right?
Yeah.
They're proper canoers. Are you just doing it to go fishing and for a leisurely stroll along the Murray so you can take it up on the weekends? Or are you doing it for an actual sport? Because if you're by yourself rowing competition, different story. It's okay to be a loner. But if I know you very well, you'll be taking it down the Goulburn or up to the Murray and you'll be going by yourself and you'll get a little handrail and you'll be throwing it in the water. That's exactly what you'll be doing, isn't it?
It's not even so much for fishing because I'm pretty sure fishing season is ending. So it's not even for fishing. It's just because I want to go out on the water, especially because I live right on the Goulburn River, right? I don't know what's upstream.
Walk. Get a boat. Who wants to use? Who wants to do exercise when you can hire a little boat and go upstream?
I think there'd be nothing cooler than me in my canoe just going for a paddle upstream. But I don't know. Are you allowed to? Because I've never seen anyone canoeing on the Gulf.
I have. I've seen a couple of boats and canoes. Yeah, it'd be tough work going upstream, though. You do know that.
Yeah, I'm ripped, mate.
All right, oh, hero. Well, you know what? If you're so ripped, buy yourself a canoe. No judgment from me. You know what? Good on you. It's good exercise. You'll get a tan in the process. You'll get amazing guns. Your biceps will be twice the size of mine.
Yeah, that's the thing. Think about how ripped I'm going to... Honestly, this is like a win-win situation. I got home last night after my walk around the lake and I went on Gumtree and I searched for canoes near me. And I also put in kayaks because I don't mind which one I get. Canoe, kayak, they're all the same to me. And I found a hot pink one for $150.
Get it.
It's 169 Ks away.
Done.
So it'll be a bit of a drive to go out and get it. But you reckon I go through with it?
I'll drive you to go get
Will
it.
You?
Just so you have a hobby to do on the weekends.
Guys.
You know what? I'll even let you one day, if you put your money where your mouth is,
yeah,
and do a show from a canoe.
Stop
as well.
Stop it!
On the lake. There you go. I'll do the show from in here. Unless Boss Benny lets me go on a canoe as well. You can do the show from a canoe.
So you're supporting my dream to become
absolutely,
a canoeist.
Absolutely will. To be honest, I just want to pay to see you go upstream trying to dodge the logs in the Goulburn River. That would be worth every penny.
I'm going to nail it. If anyone's got any info about becoming a canoeist, please get in touch with me. Hit GV.
Join the club.
Maybe I will. Well, do you know what? Though the problem is, are you going to be all right in 2020?
Why?
Because the Olympics are on. I got to go to Tokyo, bro. Canoeing coming my way.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Josiah, the Pope's blessed a pie.
What sort of pie? Let's just get that very clear.
Okay. I know. I feel like that sentence needs a lot of explaining. Let's go over to WA for a second, my hometown. Over there, there's a chain of a pie chain called Jester's Pies, which is...
I've heard of Jester's Pies.
Oh, like my mouth waters just thinking about it. They are amazing.
I reckon there was one up in... we went on a family holiday and we were passing through New South Wales... Newcastle in New South Wales. They had one there.
Maybe. I don't know if you can find them outside
Good pies.
WA. Great pies.
Great
like
pies.
Flaky,
yep.
Crust, and then the fillings. Oh, it's the best hangover cure ever. Anyway, so ahead of the footy finals and whatnot, they decided to get one of their pies blessed by the Pope, which you think is quite a difficult thing to achieve. So after reading into it, the Pope does what's called a papal blessing, right, where you have to apply to get something blessed by the Pope. Usually it's a person, and apparently he only gives out 3 a year.
Wait, hang on. So how would you get a pie to the Pope, or would they use the Australian representative for the Pope, George Pell?
Well, wouldn't have said his name on our show.
I don't think he'd be able to bless any pies soon.
No, let's not even say his name. I don't know exactly how they've done it, but what they have done is received a letter from the Pope, a framed certificate, saying that the pie Meatballius Maximus has been officially blessed by the Pope.
No way. As if the Pope would be doing that.
Well, after reading into it further, it seems like the Pope didn't actually know that it was a pie that he was blessing, and somehow he thinks it's actually a person.
So is this like the Catholic Church's equivalent of eating something that's halal? Do you know what I mean? It sounds like the same thing. If the Pope blesses it, you can eat it. If it's halal, we'll eat it. What's the difference?
No, I don't think that's got anything to do with it. I'm kind of mad that WA gets all this glory because, as you know, I'm now a Victorian, got an official Victorian driver's license.
Is this something we can send over locally to the Pope?
Surely. We've got the best pies ever around here.
Well, where do you? You go to the Tat Bakery for your pies, don't you?
I have been to Tatura Hot Bread before. Delish pies. I do. That's my, weekend treat is I'll drive to a different town and get a pie.
You know what? You're a psycho.
Got one in Cobram a couple of weeks ago. That's
you're crazy.
Good. Yeah, I know. But I reckon let's start sending our pies over, GV. Send the Zinger pie got released at KFC yesterday.
Ellie, you just read my mind. I was about to suggest exactly that. KFC came out, right? Mm-hmm. I did it in trending yesterday. $5.95 for a Zinger pie, right?
Yeah.
Bargain. I was in Yarrawonga yesterday. I didn't realise KFC, before 4 p.m, chips and a Zinger pie for $5. I reckon that's been blessed by the Pope already.
Are you an ambassador for KFC something?
I'm really not. I just
What's
love
your obsession?
It. I just love it so much.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited that a WA pie has been blessed because hopefully they can send it to the West Coast Eagles, give them one, the blessing will continue. They've got their final against Essendon on Thursday. Boom! We're making it to the granny, guys!
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, I was at Aldi around midday and I saw a whole bunch of police cars just down on Wellsford Street and noticed that there was a bit of commotion going on down there. And the commotion was caused by a gum tree, an old gum tree, I'll mention, falling. Yes.
Yeah, so I thought you were going to say that the police were called because there was another Aldi sale. Yeah. Everyone was rioting out the front to get in. Let us in.
Aldi special buys are on today, okay? Wednesdays and Sundays.
We should go.
Yeah, we should. Want to? After? Yeah,
done. Okay,
cool. All right. Well, yeah, this gum tree fell over and luckily, thank the Lord, there was no one in the cars at the time because they smashed these cars pretty badly.
Hey, are you just talking about around like outside the Quest? Around?
Yeah, yeah, behind the Quest, kind of in between Princess Park.
Yeah.
The clinic.
Where the car park is there. There's just a little gap.
Yeah. Not in the car park itself, I don't think.
How bad's the damage to the cars?
They're pretty messed up.
If someone was in the cars, they would probably die?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or if they'd just been walking past, but luckily neither situation.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
I know. Could have been so bad. But the headline on the Shep News reads, old gum tree damages cars. And I thought, who sits in an old gum tree?
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
Are you suggesting
yes?
A chunky kookaburra caused it to fall down? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
Are you having a go at obese kookaburras?
I am having a go at obese kookaburras, 100%. They're sitting in the old gum tree, just laughing away. And then boom, three cars are gone just like that.
I was staring at a kookaburra. This sounds weird. In Yarrawonga yesterday, there was one sitting on a pole just on the lake there. And I was looking at going, you're an amazing bird. Like, what a great bird you are. Like, we're pretty lucky. Like, to anyone around the world, if you come to Australia and saw that, they'd be like, that is amazing. And to us, we just take them for granted. A bird that laughs. What else do you want? A happy bird. It makes you laugh. It's laughing. Life is good, guys. Let's all be kookaburras today.
I did not realise we'd just formed the newest Kookaburra Appreciation Society of the Goulburn Valley. Should this be our theme song?
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree.
So my passion for kookaburras is high, Ellie. So when you're about to abuse an obese kookaburra, be very careful because I'll be sticking up for it.
Okay. All right. How about instead of abusing obese kookaburras, we talk about when trees attack?
We can do that. We can definitely do that.
I just can't believe how passionate you just got about a kookaburra. What is this show coming to? 13, 12, 16. Has a tree attacked you? I'm talking falling on your car. I'm talking smacking you in the face. I'm talking you falling out of the tree. There's so many scenarios of trees attacking.
There's nothing better than when you're on like a bushwalk with a mate and you go through a long branch and you flick it back into their face and watch their reaction.
Do you know what would be better though?
What?
If there was a kookaburra there.
Because he would appreciate what you did. He's laughing at your gag. See, this is another reason why kookaburras are so great.
13, 12, 16. Did a kookaburra attack? Did a tree attack you? Give us a call.
Kid Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
Let's go to Chantel from Kyabram. Chantel, has a tree attacked you?
Yeah, trees usually fall over when I'm walking past them.
What do you mean?
Oh, I've had a few fall on me and hit me in the head with tree branches falling.
Have you got injured?
No, just scratches.
Okay, so why do you think it is that every time you walk past a tree, it falls down? Do you have the opposite of the Midas touch?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right, maybe, I don't know.
Are you a tree whisperer by any chance and they don't like you?
No.
Okay, I'm just trying to work out why trees are falling down around you.
Okay, let's link this back to what we were talking about before. Could you potentially have a bit of beef with some kookaburras?
Good point.
Yes, I've had trouble with kookaburras. They've pooped on me while we've been out walking.
Josiah, I'm seeing a link here.
Maybe it is the kookaburras.
The kookaburra and the old gum tree caused it to fall on these cars in Wellsford Street. You say that you've got trees falling down. Kookaburras are around. It's a common thread. They're just sitting there laughing at us. Okay, well, you've given us, you've given us something to think about. Trees attacking. Thanks for your call this morning.
Thank you.
I reckon we've uncovered something for sure in today's show. There you go. Stay away from trees, particularly in spring, guys.
That's one of the weirdest radio breaks I think we've ever done.
What, talking about obese kookaburras?
I just didn't expect that call, to be honest.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.